The person who currently owns the property was not at all involved in the lien, right? He walked into the lien.
That's correct. He took with notice but purchased a tax deed.
So we put the lien on the preceding owner's property, whoever owned it before him.
That's right.
Right? So this fella bought a piece of property with the intent to put it back on the tax rolls and for us to gain income from it, and said, welcome to Vandalia, Cypress, here's your lien. Okay.
So yeah. There are two ways that we can foreclose these liens. The first is by foreclosing it through a judicial process. Approximate cost, $1,500 to $2,000 extra dollars as I continue to slog through the process.
Right.
Occasionally, in the middle of that, we will be able to buy 1 year's back taxes for approximately $860. When that happens and the timing works, I suggest you do that because it's cheaper than foreclosing the lien. In this instance, neither of those two things needed to happen because he purchased the tax lien. We could go back and undo that entire process through a sale and error, but yeah. That seems way more costly than simply allowing him to have it and build on it.